Jill Stein mocked after being fact-checked over basic congressional numbers, she wants to be president? By Joshua Klein on September 13, 2024. Green Party candidate Jill Stein is facing widespread ridicule after she failed to correctly state the number of voting members in the U.S. House of Representatives during an interview on The Breakfast Club. After the morning radio show's co-host Angela Rye asked Stein on Thursday how many voting members there are in Congress, Stein hesitated and began deflecting, focusing on ballot access issues instead. But after being pressed again, Stein suggested there were 600-some, before Rye corrected her, pointing out there are far less. Angela Rye, just for an example, I'd love to know how many voting members are in the United States House Representatives. Jill Stein, so we have been blocked, the Democrats throw us off the ballot. They interfere. They put spies and infiltrators on our campaign. Angela Rye, no, 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 no. How many voting members, Dr. Stein, how many voting members? Jill Stein, compare us. Angela Rye, no, 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 no. Answer the question. How many voting members in the United States House of Representatives, Republican, Democrat and Independent, how many, are there in, total? Jill Stein, how many total are there? What is it, 600-some? Angela Rye, no, it's 435. Jill Stein, plus 100 in the Senate, right? Angela Rye, yes, I said House of Representatives. In response, many called out Stein for her ignorance on the matter, while calling into question her preparedness for a presidential run. For as many times as Jill Stein has run for president, not knowing the number of members of Congress is a problem, wrote Wisconsin U.S. Representative Mark Pocan. Unbelievable that Jill Stein had no clue how many members were in the House of Representatives yet she wants to be president? Wrote media personality Brian Baez. Even the far-left Salon magazine admitted Stein was schooled on politics during the brutal interview. There's no world in which Jill Stein should be near elected office, let alone the presidency. Folks being bamboozled, wrote one ex-user, she barely knows the basics. Dr. Jill Stein is a complete idiot, wrote another. How she ever managed to obtain a doctorate remains a mystery. If you're going for Jill Stein, you are this stupid, another user wrote. Stein's response added to growing skepticism from critics, particularly as she struggled to address other challenges during the interview. The Green Party presidential candidate has a history of making inaccurate or exaggerated statements. In 2016, she falsely alleged that illegal voting machines had been used by Wisconsin to help Trump win the White House, a claim debunked by fact-checkers. Additionally, during her presidential campaign, she overstated sea level rise predictions, citing disputed studies that contradicted the scientific consensus. Last month, she told Breitbart News that the Democrat Party deserves to be renamed the Anti-Democratic Party because Democrats are pulling out all of the stops to prevent her from getting her name on the ballot in several states. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.